This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Britney Spears does it again. In the last hours, a wine bar fiasco. This on the heels of dangerous driving after drinks. I'm not buying it. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. I want to thank you for being with us.
All you have to do is look into her eyes, and you know that she is unwell.
She's clearly crying out for help.
Something needs to be done before she gets hurt. If you don't have some stop guards, what will she do next?
We all recall, in the last week, Britney Spears at the bar of a Mexican restaurant, I believe it was, drinking what appeared to be out of a champagne flute. There she is. Now, there you go, a toast. No, that's a regular glass. A toast to the entire group. And then she is led out with some very saggy shorts. Out she goes and gets into a car. We also have video of her with the same champagne flute that she had, the same type, at the wine bar. But let's follow through. There she goes, and she's going to a vehicle. I'm fine. I'm not the church leader. Lady, drink whatever you want, but when you get into a car, you're in trouble. You are in trouble. There is Britt getting into a car after drinking an unnamed liquid at a bar and making a toast with it. And look at this. Somebody actually takes her knowingly to the car and pours her into the driver's seat. And bye-bye. Go ahead. Hit the highway. Now, this isn't even the scary part. They know she's been drinking ostensibly. And, oh, lane weave number one. Notice the paparazzi following her. Do they call 911? Do they try to help her? No. Because they want the money they're going to get from this video. You know, she's had a long history of people taking advantage of her, taking photos of her when she's at her worst. We all remember her when she had shaved her head and was lashing out at the paparazzi with an umbrella. Do you blame her? Sitting on the sidewalk with a ripped hose, crying, mascara running down her face. Oh, lane weave number two. People use her. Lane weave number three, that I know of. They use her and make money off of videos just like this. But it, ouch, now that is the most significant one. Stay with it, and I'll show you why that's the most disturbing one. Because right around the curve, we see oncoming traffic. 4 more seconds, and that could have been a head-on collision. And we would be talking about an entire lane weave number five, an entirely different story tonight. Okay, that was last week. To Sam Crouppen joining us, investigative journalist, host of daily show Samson's World on YouTube, and you can find him at Secret Service Sam. I don't know what that means, but to Britney, Sam. Second verse, same as the first. We're going to have to go to our shrink regarding a pattern. In the last hours, Britney Spears washes up at a wine bar, and much the same thing happens. In the video, you see Britney Spears walking out with, apparently, a restaurant employee who takes her to the car, and she's got in her hand another champagne flute full of amber liquid. And her face is really puffed up. I don't know what that means. But they pour her into a car, and off she goes. This video from our friends at Daily Mail. Okay, Sam Crouppen, what happened?
I mean, Nancy, look, she wasn't pulled over by police. We have no proof what was inside that glass. We have no proof that she was drinking and driving at all. But you can see the video as she leaves. She's let out. Somebody who's not intoxicated does not need somebody to lead them out of a restaurant. And then, as you said, I loved your pun, Nancy, poured her into the front seat to drive. And look, we still know nothing. But then after watching this video and, you see, Nancy, and you made the point, she goes over into the other lane. She crossed over the double lanes, and you see, it, like you said, life works like that, that 4 seconds later, had she stayed in her car for 4 seconds to just look down at the radio or something, that was a head-on collision. And we really need to help Brittany because nobody's looking out after her. Like you said, the paparazzi just filmed this. Why not call the police? This is, in my mind, this is allegedly clear drinking and driving. I mean, that is, her lane discipline is awful.
That's a good way to put it, lane discipline. Fresh concern after Britney Spears spotted with a full champagne flute coming out of a wine bar in the LA suburbs, much like last time, before she climbs behind the wheel of her car and gets poured in. Now, her team insisting she was not drinking alcohol. Then what was that? Apple juice? This video from our friends at Daily Mail. Also, in the footage, this most recent footage, her face is alarmingly puffy and blown up like it's been inflated. Joining me, Dr. Priya Banerjee, forensic pathologist, anatomic pathologist at Anchor Forensic Pathology Consulting. Dr. Priya, you have handled so many different variations of what we're seeing. To what do you attribute this?
I'm not going to get into the driving impairment that we can see, but we know she's at a wine bar drinking. And really what happens, I mean, she's quite thin normally. And to see her face bloated, that's what alcohol does to you. I don't know what she's had, if she's had anything to eat with it, but sometimes there can be salt, sugar, right? Mixers, whatever it is, really affecting her. Alcohol really is a toxin to the body. It dehydrates you. You might be taking an extra salt. The body's going to retain water in an effort to try to balance itself. So she is obviously very disturbed and is basically a mess.
Dr. Priya Banerjee, that doesn't sound like much of a medical opinion. She's a mess. Are you actually suggesting her face is blown up like a basketball because of salt intake?
It could be salt, alcohol, dehydration. It's just the imbalance from the alcohol and the excess drinking. And, you know, we know she's been erratic for a while now, and alcohol causes huge disturbances. We know she's probably dehydrated, electrolyte issues, and is she even eating enough to balance the alcohol? So her body's all dysregulated.
Okay, and this is what I don't understand, Priya. How does drinking too much blow up your face? Because I've never heard of that. Well, how does that work? Why does that happen?
Well, there's like an alcohol face. You like retain water, you're dehydrated, your skin's gross. Like it just starts, your body tries to regulate itself. It's dehydrated. So then it's going to pull water, any water that you can have. And then I don't know what she's drinking, but you can have salty drinks, sugary drinks. All of that's going to cause bloating.
In the law, this is called a similar transaction. And regular talk, when you don't know a horse, look at her track record. If you don't know what she is doing, if you don't know what she's going to do, look at what she has already done.
Leaving the restaurant, Brittany struggles maintaining her balance as a friend holds her hand, guiding her outside. Brittany gets behind the wheel of her black BMW despite protests from restaurant employees trying to prevent her from driving.
Driving erratically, ignoring road signs, squealing her tires as she makes a U-turn against the posted no U-turn sign, Brittany speeds away from the restaurant. She has trouble maintaining her lane, swerving onto the shoulder and crossing the center line into oncoming traffic.
Instead of owning it, Britney Spears blames the evil doppelganger.
Britney Spears takes to Instagram to say, "If anyone is wondering, the lookalike was not me." Many people on social media have pointed out some oddities about the video in the restaurant, that the person was similar looking, but the video was blurry at times. The manager of the Red O says Brittany was not intoxicated, did not order any alcohol with her quesadilla. A fan bought her a glass of wine. Oliver Wynn says Brittany was chatting with her friend and fans and took pictures. The manager says he was impressed by how nice she was to everyone.
Joining us is renowned psychoanalyst out of the Beverly Hills jurisdiction, Dr. Bethany Marshall. She's the author of Deal Breakers. You can see her now on Peacock and find her at drbethanymarshall.com. Dr. Bethany, don't people know they are enabling when they buy Brittany a glass of wine?
Nancy, of course they know, because we all know she's been to drug rehab. We all know that she was hospitalized at Cedars. So the public should know it takes a lot of bravery to stand up to somebody, especially a celebrity, when they're about to get into a car. But you're not just saving Brittany, but you're saving potential people that she could hit on the way home. You know, Nancy, this what I'm seeing here is an ingrained pattern that keeps repeating itself. So there's a saying in my field, neurons that fire together, wire together, meaning if you do something enough times and you combine alcohol with it, you will keep doing that exact same thing. She could have an interlocking device on her steering wheel, and then she would not be able to drive unless she blew into it and could prove to the mechanism that she wasn't drinking. And that could force her to use Ubers or to get a driver. I think that would be a best option at this point.
You know, another thing, Dr. Bethany Marshall, in both cases, we see someone walking her to the car and pouring her into the driver's seat. Both cases, they know she apparently has been drinking alcohol. They know about all of her issues. Who doesn't? You can't go online without hearing some crazy, zany conspiracy theory about Britney Spears. They know all of this, yet they're walking her out and putting her into the car.
But Nancy, the people who stood up to her might have all fallen by the wayside, meaning she has selected out friendships and a team who look the other way when she drinks, probably for some personal gain. So let's say she has a friend who says, you know, you can't come over if you're drinking, or let's go to rehab, or they stage an intervention. She's just going to get rid of those people. Ask anybody who's listening to the show who has a friend who's an alcoholic will know once you stand up to them, sometimes they just will never talk to you again. So we're seeing people who are benefiting in some other way from their friendship with Brittany.
Earlier, we heard Sam Crouppen, host of Samson's World on YouTube, describing the issues surrounding proving this was an alcoholic beverage. To Kathy Griffin, joining us, private investigator, owner of K. Griff Investigations, by the way, the largest female-owned investigative agency in Texas. Kathy, you have to go through a lot of hoops to prove DUI. But here, in very disturbing footage and photos, Spears looks disheveled, her hair is crazy, her face really puffy, all signs that she's not taking care of herself and is drinking again. What do you have to do to actually prove a DUI in court, Kathy?
Well, first of all, you have to have somebody, you know, counting drinks, to actually seeing them drink the alcohol, number one. And number two, you know, getting into the car and actually driving themselves. And my question to begin with is, why is Brittany driving to begin with? She's got lots of people that can help her or should be helping her, and she's not. I think that, you know, she's out of control at this point, and I think she needs people to help her. We get hired from parents to do this for other parents that are with children that are trying to get a conservatorship over their children that are drinking and driving and doing drugs. And so we are familiar with this kind of behavior, and we document all of this. And it's scary that she is allowing this to even happen to her.
So wait, you've actually been an adult babysitter to keep people from drinking and doing drugs before?
Pretty much, yes. Or to at least gather the evidence to see if they're doing that, yes.
Interesting. Ashley Crispin joining us, a high-profile lawyer. Ashley, question. When you prove a DUI in court, the criminal code, the statute, is very specific. You cannot prove a case by saying, I saw her having a drink at a bar. You don't know what she's drinking. For all I know, that could be sparkling apple juice that happens to be in a champagne flute that she happens to use to toast everyone as if it were alcohol. We have a fan buying her wine at the bar and giving it to her and watching her drink it. We don't know if that's her first drink, her fifth, her 15th for that night. And we don't know what blood alcohol she's got. What the level is. Is she a 0.07, which is under the legal limit, or a 0.08, or a 2? You have to have a blood alcohol test, a credible blood alcohol test, such as one taken at the scene by a breathalyzer. It has to be handled a certain way. It has to be analyzed a certain way, just like every scientific evidence ever introduced into trial. I mean, think about it. Think about Brian Koberger. Remember his DNA found on the snap of the hilt of the murder knife? That was taken from the crime scene. It was taken from the crime scene in a particular type of receptacle bag, taken to the crime lab. Whoever carried it had to write on the outside of the envelope and seal the envelope that they promise no one has tampered with it. When they get to the crime lab, it's handed over. A person receives it and signs for it. It's then given to the scientist. The scientist signs for it and then opens the bag and does the tests. It's a very strict chain of custody. Same thing with DUIs. You can't prove a DUI on an anecdote. Oh, yeah, I think I saw her drinking. That doesn't work, Ashley.
I hear you, Nancy. But like every case, we don't always have the physical evidence that we'd want, civil or criminal cases. In criminal cases, we have a higher standard. In civil cases, we have a lower standard. But we have circumstantial evidence. That's what we rely on in many cases. And in this case, in order to prove a DUI for Britney Spears where we don't have a blood alcohol level, what's going to have to happen is the interviewing of all of the personnel that works at the bar club that she was at. You have the interview of the fan who bought the drink and watched the drink. I actually saw in the background of that video, it looked like it was like a busser or some kind of personnel there. The look on his face right there is like, what is happening? This is crazy. So you certainly have other people in this restaurant that could help you prove your case. You always want that evidence. You always want that physical evidence. But if you don't have it, you're not sunk. You just have to try harder. And that video is damning with her driving. I mean, to me, I'd open up in any opening with that video, right going over the double lines is where I'd start. And then I'd walk myself back.
Joining us right now, the so-called king of DUIs, Raymond Giudice, veteran trial lawyer out of the Atlanta jurisdiction. Now, why is he the king of DUIs? Because once upon a time, he was the lead prosecutor of DUIs in an Atlanta metropolitan area, DeKalb County. He used that experience prosecuting dangerous DUIs and suddenly started defending them. Ray Giudice, thank you for being with us. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence that Britney Spears is drinking alcohol again and then getting poured into a car by none other than a restaurant bar employee. And she cranks up and drives off. There's video of her veering all over the road. That would never stand up in court, Ray Giudice. The defense would slash that to ribbons without a blood alcohol test. Explain.
Well, I agree, Nancy. That may be indicia or enough probable cause to stop the car or pull the car over, but the absolute gold standard, the highest and best evidence you remember from law school as a prosecutor, is a blood test drawn in Georgia within 3 hours from the time of arrest by a certified phlebotomist, and that can be found at the fire department, the EMTs, the hospital emergency room. That then goes to the GBI crime lab, and as a prosecutor, you take that blood test and you put a prosecution exhibit sticker on it and you put it up on a big board and it says 0.117 or whatever over
a
the
sticker,
limit.
A sticker? A sticker, Ray Giudice? I'd wrap a bow on it, put it on a silver platter and put it on top of the Christmas tree. That's what I would do with that blood alcohol.
What happens at trial
if I, the prosecutor, try to prove a DUI driving under the influence and all I've got is a fan going, yeah, I bought her a glass of wine. For all I knew, she puked it up in the bathroom. I can't prove anything without that blood alcohol.
Right. It might even be a directed verdict of acquittal. Might not even get to a jury. You've got to have a test. You can charge. You can arrest. But it's hard to convict without a gold standard blood test.
And typically across the country, the legal limit is 0.08. Let me ask you, what, don't reveal a name, which I know you wouldn't, but what's the worst blood alcohol number you've ever had, either prosecuting it or defending it?
Oh, Nancy, when I was a prosecutor back in the 80s, we would get blood tests from Grady Memorial Hospital. And we used to have what we called the 400 club, 0.4, five times the legal blood alcohol level. But those were chronics. That was not a first-time drinker or three glasses of wine. Usually those folks were usually older men, and they had a long history of serious hard drinking. In fact, surprisingly, many of those fellas looked pretty good on the videotape because they've been drinking all their life. But the blood was drunk, okay? The blood didn't lie, and we would still get convictions no matter how good they looked on the walk and turn or the leg lift. The blood was over the legal limit, and it's just hard. That's just hard for a jury to ignore. Jurors are used to blood tests. Blood tests tells you who your children are. It tells you whether your eyes are green or blue. It tells you, you know, whether you got a disease. People are used to blood tests. The science is good. And when that lab technician comes in with their master's in biology from Georgia Tech and explains how the blood is tested, the jury is just wrapped around your finger as a prosecutor. So that, like I said, I call that the gold standard.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
You're talking about all those old guys that have been drinking their whole lives. You know what I call that? An HV, habitual violator. Now, a lot of these cases end up just with somebody landing overnight in the can because of a drinky. But when you have a head-on collision, Ray Giudice, it ain't so funny anymore, is it?
Well, no, of course, and that can be an elevated felony charge if the other party is injured, called a serious bodily injury by vehicle, or in tragic situations, vehicular homicide. So sure, look, when I started prosecuting these cases in June of 1985, the blood alcohol limit in Georgia permissible was 0.12, okay? That was drunk driving. Mothers Against Drunk Driving has done a fantastic job working with law enforcement and state legislators. The level then went to 0.10, then 0.08, and in certain circumstances, if it's combined with prescription medication, like an antidepressant or muscle relaxers or any kind of opioid, a blood alcohol level less than 0.08, let's say a 0.05, 0.06, can be used to prosecute under Georgia law under what's called a alcohol plus prescription medication, or they were smoking. All these young folks think THC is like drinking a glass of milk. Well, here in Georgia, you can be under the influence of THC, that's marijuana, plus some alcohol, and that'll get you a DUI every day of the week.
Seeing the video from the restaurant and driving, family members are shocked, concerned they need to step in before the downward spiral leads to another breakdown, similar to what happened when she shaved her head, lost custody of her boys, and ended up hospitalized. That event in 2007 ended with Brittany in a conservatorship managed by her father for 13 years.
She's clearly in a very, very unstable place. She's dancing around naked with knives with a bunch of dog poop in the background.
Maybe she had been pushed as far as she could take.
No wonder everybody's worried sick about Britney Spears. Okay, apparently, in the last days, Britney Spears, and this is just prior to the wine bar fiasco and just after the weaving amongst the lanes while apparently drinking, Britney seeks out professional advice from the Kardashians.
Oh, we're just chilling.
In our geriatric bed.
Yeah. this bed vibrates.
What the f***? What the f***?
Sup, baby? Dude, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, split.
The Kardashian children, absolutely adorable, but can we get to the point? Dr. Bethany Marshall, renowned psychoanalyst, do I have this right, that Britney Spears is getting love advice? Advice about finding the right guy from the Kardashians. And let me be clear. I know the Kardashians. People trash them all the time. I think out of jealousy, this is how I know them. Mm-hmm. Because Robert Kardashian, the son, competed with me on Dancing with the Stars, and he was a great dancer. And can I tell you, they would come by all the time to watch him practice, and they could not have been more polite and nicer people. I mean, they were wonderful and very supportive of him. So that's my experience with them. So I don't really appreciate all the trashing. However, the Kardashian women have had a long line of parasitic boyfriends and husbands, right? They're horrible. These guys, they attract. Why? And they're telling Britney who to date. I mean, Bethany, do I have to say Kanye? Kanye, I think you'll remember this, won't you, Bethany? Look.
I spent, like, all the money for the commercial on these new teeth. Once again, I had to shoot it on the iPhone. Go to Yeezy.com.
Make it stop,
I don't even know what to say.
Make it stop.
You know, he spent, like, $100,000 on those teeth? They're horrible. That's from Yeezy online. Kim Kardashian, the queen of reality, the multi-gabulti billionaire, her, she married him. Why? Why? She does have something to show for it, the awesome children. But Kanye? And she's giving Britney love advice? Help me.
Well, it's not just that he is allegedly mentally unstable. I mean, with this video you just paid, he probably spent almost his entire paycheck from that Super Bowl appearance just on new teeth. His team can't even take away his iPhone. So this is not just poor relationships. This is relationships with people who are quite unstable and parasitic, Nancy, parasites. And what I mean by that, they choke, they put a stranglehold on the host. Okay, financial abuse is a form of intimate partner violence. I don't know if you know that. It's a chronic part of relationship domestic violence. And we can see it in a lot of these relationships where these men just suck off the Kardashians. Britney Spears has had that same experience. And so it's sort of scary that
wait
they're
a minute,
all lying
wait a minute,
together.
Wait a minute. Do you remember Ray J, right? Didn't
yes.
he take the sex tape video of
yes,
him
he did.
And Kim? Wasn't that the guy on? Okay, yeah. I mean, really? What?
And
what? They're ticks sucking the blood out of these beautiful women. I don't get it.
And, you know, it's interesting, Nancy, but parasitic lifestyle, like men who are parasites with women, they're entitled. They want to get something without giving something in return. This is a sign of narcissism and antisocial personality disorder because entitlement is the expectation of reward without achievement. I'm just going to marry you and I'm going to take your money, but I'm not going to do much to make your life better. All the benefits flow towards me, the parasite. The benefits are not supposed to flow towards you. And I do think they attract these kinds of men. It's really unfortunate. And that once they're in it, they can't see what they're in.
Okay, wait a minute. Forget about Kanye drooling in his video and Ray J selling the sex tape or making a sex tape. What about Lamar Odom? He had Khloé. He was married to Khloé. Then he ends up in a brothel. And not only does he go to a house of prostitution, he gets caught. Then there's the drugs, there's the alcohol. Can they find a guy that actually helps them? Help me out. Listen to this list, Dr. Bethany. Ray J, Lamar Odom, Tristan Thompson dated Khloé. They have two children together. Where is he? Is he paying child support? I doubt it. French Montana, I don't think he did anything wrong. You've got Disick. Oh, my stars. Put up Disick. Has Scott Disick ever earned money on his own? Or is he still riding Courtney's coattails? He was even referred to in the reality show as Lord Disick, I guess because of his penchant for expensive designer stuff. I mean, he's like, cha-ching, sucking them dry, sucking the Kardashians dry, and they're giving Britney love advice.
Hey, Nancy, you know, I once treated Kourtney Kardashian as the part of the show. She came to my Beverly Hills office, and the stories she told, I can talk about this because it then aired on TV, but the stories she told me about Scott, that at one point they were driving through an intersection and Chris was behind the wheel. They slowed the car. He was so upset about something, he jumped out of the passenger door while the car was still going and did like the triple quadruple roll and then ran down the block. And she still could not separate from him. She also told me that whenever she was in New York City, she had to go to work and he was here. She was constantly afraid that he was with other women. Tyga cheated all the time on Kylie, all the time. I mean, I just hear all these stories from my office. When Lamar Odom had that overdose, remember you were referencing when she went to
I don't know.
It was, Nancy, it wasn't just that prostitution and drug abuse. He had an event, a health event, where he almost died. Khloe flew to be with him. The Kardashians surrounded him with love. So it's not just that the men are taking advantage of them. This is a group of women who tend to be very supportive of the men in their lives. But, you know, it's like kind of like the blind leading the blind.
Yeah, I don't know even what you're saying. All these men are using them and sucking them dry. Same thing happening to Britney. Now, we can't blame Britney's apparent drunk driving on a man, but they certainly aren't helping. To Dave Mack, we've just been outlining all these incredible Kardashian women dating and marrying a bunch of losers that suck them dry. That said, what about Britney? I mean, obviously, Kevin Federline, user. Now, as soon as his child support ends, he starts pushing his tell-all book. But he is one in a line of many that have used Britney, such as who, Dave Mack?
Well, she had Sam Asghari, her final husband, you know. We've got Columbus Short, Wade Robson, Jared Leto back in the day, Fred Durst, and of course, you know, the guy that she went to high school with.
I didn't ask you who she's dated. I've asked you who's using her. Who used her?
Every person in her life uses her, Nancy. She has, think about this. When you see her coming out of that restaurant, who is she with? Nobody. When she was at the Red O a couple weeks ago, who was she with? Somebody that was kind of following her around. She doesn't have anyone in her life that isn't using her for something, Nancy, including Federline. As soon as the child support stops, he comes out with that book to trash her just to make a paycheck. Everyone in her life has constantly done this to her.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Sam Crouppen joining us, host of Samson's World on YouTube. This is a point. This is a valid point. People use her and they seemingly don't care at all about the effect on her. This doesn't explain away alleged drunk driving. But we see all of these enablers, including all of these men.
I mean, we call them yes men. Nancy, and I have to say, after watching this video over and over and seeing the look on that busboy's face, I'm just feeling the body language and their faces that, like, that he's saying, like, we got to get her out of here, but this is Britney Spears, so we have to kind of treat her with kid gloves. If this was any regular person, if I went in there and probably held the restaurant up and would just, it looks like she's sitting in there drinking and then she drops something, they have to pick it up. But the answer is nobody wants to tell a celebrity no. Why? Because once they do, they are instantly pushed out of their circle. I mean, I'm sure you've had a friend who goes to your party and wants to drink and drive. You're like, please don't. Like, I can drive. I can do it. You know, it's like a
put
toddler.
Him up. Put him up. Sam Crouppen, you need to do a little more investigation. We don't have parties with alcohol because I have twins. What kind of example would I set for them? I don't want them running outside at a bottle of wine. No, I don't invite people over to drink at my parties.
Right, but I'm saying, Nancy, if I'm hanging out with you and Nancy Grace says, hey, Sam, you want to do a shot with me? I'm like, well, this is Nancy Grace. I got to rise to the occasion. I can't tell her no. As regular people, we have a very hard time.
Did you
we
just say, hey, Sam, do you want to do a shot with me? That is never coming out of my mouth. You need a different example.
Okay. Look, Nancy, all I'm
listening,
saying...
not hearing.
All I'm saying, Nancy, is this is the problem with Hollywood and celebrities, is that everybody, A, wants to do drinks with you. They don't want to say no to you. They just want to be the life of the party for you and never say no. But here is the problem, is look at Britney. She's not touring anymore. She's not making any money. She's blowing through her money. And I believe what's so sad is this is a desperate call for help.
At some point, something tragic is going to happen.
The Britney Spears that we're seeing today is the Britney Spears who has always existed.
I would like to see her heal. I would like to see her back on stage of her own volition. I would like to see her recording music.
On the heels of a dangerous driving escapade, now a wine bar fiasco. What is happening with Britney Spears, and is she heading straight to another conservatorship? This as questions swirling around her fake Brit accent. People online even suggesting she's got a split personality. That's nothing to joke about. Listen.
And her arm and her hands, it's really hot though. It's hot. It's so f-ing hot. Good God. I used to, like, put my whole hand in it and just let it sit. I honestly want to pull all of it and just, like, that's not, like 150 degrees. Just, like, 110 and just jump in some f-ing wax, guys, you know? But that was stupid.
Look, I'm just a trial lawyer, but I know something is wrong with that. Listen.
Now, why is my dress so long? That's not supposed to be long, it's supposed to be short. What's the light doing now?
Britney Spears again adopting a fake British accent, and she's really good at it. Listen.
And dun 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 dun. I put my whole foot in there. It's gonna be really funny. I put my foot in there. And it feels like just a moist tease. And it's like, oh, good God, it feels so good. Oh my God, it's like so nice.
And again.
You sure, you sure?
Oh, you're f***ing high! Well, you're not gonna, who's gonna die, then I got scared. So just jump like this.
Well, I would probably recommend going.
No, wait, come, he's gonna jump too. He's
no,
gonna
I
jump.
I can't, so I cannot.
I'm not jumping by myself.
To Dr. Bethany Marshall, I'm sure you have at least seen the movie Sybil about multiple split personalities. That wasn't just a movie. That was based in fact, or the old dramatization Three Faces of Eve, which was also based on a real split personality, a multiple personality, not just split, but multiple. How likely is it? That's extremely rare. And I'm curious, hold on, Sam Crouppen joining us, star of Samson's World on YouTube, investigative journalist. When does the false accent come out? Is it triggered? What is it intentional? What is it?
I just don't know, Nancy. I'm not really sure, but I think her British accent, I don't know. I mean, she's an actress. She's an artist.
Really?
I honestly think,
did you have I to? Mean, okay, you lost dear. All journalistic credibility just then. Back to Dr. Bethany Marshall. Actually, the reality is it comes out at all different times, whether she's having fun, whether she's under duress, whether she's shooting an Insta video of her twirling around in nothing but pasties, that's her right under the Constitution. Does it signify anything serious? Isn't that very rare to have split or multiple personalities?
It signifies something serious, but not multiple personality disorder. With MPD, the person usually dissociates from different aspects of their experience, and usually it's from early trauma. So they have that kind of very disconnected deer in the headlights.
Stop.
Look to
what
them.
Did you say? You know, you're in warp speed for us mere mortals, Dr. Bethany. What do you mean from early trauma? You mean like being beaten or used as a show pony when you're a child?
Well, actually, that's a very good point. I stand corrected. But usually it's from sexual trauma or really severe torture or abuse. The person disconnects from their feelings and thoughts. So there's the detached quality, and they're often not connected to all parts of themselves. giving the appearance of multiple personalities. I'll tell you what this fake British accent is, Nancy. It's what we call an affectation. An affectation is when somebody uses like a word like darling, darling, or overly complicated language, or commonly a fake British accent, to impress the people around them. So I think what's happening with Britney is she's lost her audience. She has a huge Instagram following. She doesn't have that experience of being on a stage and getting the feedback from the audience. So all of this fake British accent, it's a way to pump herself up in some artificial kind of way to get the illusion that she's even more impressive and attractive than she experiences herself as being.
Well, I want to follow up on the split personality claims online from a lot of armchair therapists and psychoanalysts with absolutely no training. No wonder Britney goes into hiding if she happens to look online, and we know she lives online because things like this.
Is this video on Britney Spears' social media actually a different person pretending to be her? We came across multiple different theories, including that this is a green screen background, even though Britney has taken multiple videos of this spot for years, and you can clearly see the background changes.
You guys really think that's the Britney Spears? That is Britney Spears? I really am beginning to think that the conspiracy theorists are the ones that believe that that is Britney, because I think the majority knows that it's not at this point.
That was from NBC News, TikTok, and Decoding Celebrities on Insta. So Dr. Bethany Marshall, the first or one of the most recent apparent drunk driving incidents, Britney actually went online and said that that was a lookalike. Viewers and fans are feeding into that, which is feeding into this claim that she has a split personality. And I guess the other Britney is British?
Well, people with conspiracy theories, people want to attribute big meanings to small causality, meaning this could just simply be substance abuse, low self-esteem, the exaggerated fake British accent to make herself look better to other people. And that's just what it is. It's nothing deeper, but they want to make it deeper.
To Ashley Crispin joining us, veteran trial lawyer. She's an expert in conservatorships and guardianships. Is Britney heading straight toward another guardianship, a conservatorship, with possibly an intervention as a speed bump along the way?
It certainly looks like it. It certainly looks like it. I mean, since 2001, when she got out of her 13-plus year conservatorship, there was a low period where we didn't hear too much from her. And recently, we've been seeing and hearing a lot. And it doesn't look good. And that's what conservatorships and guardianships are all about. It's helping people who look like, who are, unable to help themselves. Taking rights from people who can't do it, and giving it to a trusted person to exercise those rights. And it looks like to me, one of those rights, at least in Florida, where I practice most of the time, is the right to drive, the right to have a driver's license. You know, that would be something that would be certainly hot off the press for me in a conservatorship if I was handling it.
And to you, Kathy Griffin, private investigator, owner of K. Griff Investigations. Kathy, you have actually been hired, or somebody on your team, to babysit or follow someone if they are heavily drinking, if they are doing drugs, for what, evidence to go toward a conservatorship?
That's correct, Nancy. For children and parents, if they cannot help themselves, take care of themselves, if they have a problem with control, I mean, obviously Britney seems to be out of control again, and I feel like she needs some sort of supervision. I think, again, it's a cry for attention, which she does very well. But, you know, yes, we are paid to get the evidence for the courts so that they can decide whether one parent or another or that person needs to be in conservatorship or under a certain parent versus another one.
We remember an American hero, Sergeant Ronald Owen, Oneida Indian Nation PD, killed in the line of duty after serving 45 years, leaving behind a wife turned widow and grieving son. American hero Sergeant Ronald Owen. Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.